This is Ozarks at Large. It's always fun to report the local boy or girl makes good feature, and in this case, we're talking about Charles McKinney, a native of Springdale who grew up to become principal urban designer for the City of New York Parks and Recreation. He occasionally comes home for the holidays, and this year, Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich invited him to walk and talk about his city life.
The day before Christmas was cold and gloomy, but Charles McKinney was dressed for it, wearing a puffy black down parka, perfect for a short hike along the Fayetteville Trail, just down the hill from the radio station.
The nice thing about Fayetteville is there is this characteristic, old houses that are a little worn, with real trees.
Now that's exactly what a trained architect with urban landscape proclivities might say. And it was growing up on the hills of Northwest Arkansas that inspired him most.
I grew up in Springdale. My grandfather ran the Mount Sequoia, the church camp here. So that was a pretty formative experience because he was a bit of a philosopher and also a carpenter. And when summer came, then I would be able to have the run of Mount Sequoia.
The forested Mount Sequoia Retreat Center just east of downtown Fayetteville made a big impression, evidently, even though young Charles McKinney matriculated into architecture school at the local university, from which he graduated in 1980. He instead, coached by a mentor, pursued a master's in urban design at City College of New York, where he scored a paid internship in the Parks and Recreation Department.
It paid enough for my apartment, which was a fifth floor walk up, 82nd and York, and working hard in school, and I worked hard at the Parks Department, and I worked harder than anyone because I had that Arkansas work ethic.
He clearly acquired his work ethic from his dad, Charles McKinney Sr., a highly regarded druggist and longtime mayor of Springdale, who passed away in 1973. His mom is gone too, but his siblings continue to live here in Northwest Arkansas. His graduate school internship led to a position as master planner for New York City's park system, focused on the restoration of Riverside Park, and McKinney called for public participation by the local community. The four-mile-long parcel from Lincoln Center to the George Washington Bridge along the Hudson River is said to be Manhattan's most spectacular waterfront park.
My education was architecture, not landscape architecture, but I was always more interested in the space in between the buildings. Really treasure that, you know, early experience, because together we made a master plan that had the confidence of the community and therefore won easy funding from the elected officials.
First established in 1875 by Frederick Law Olmsted, the founder of American landscape architecture and designer of Central Park, Riverside Park was later improved upon by master builder Robert Moses during the Works Progress Administration. Over the eras, the sloping park has historically provided tranquil haven for New York City dwellers.
But as time went by, there were no people to maintain it, and the park was mostly bare. And the elm trees that were on Riverside Drive, this beautiful boulevard, were all dying, and they would have all died had there not been a citizens organization, the Friends of Riverside Park, to save them. So they saved these trees and they turned up the heat on the elected officials to do something about this resource.
And public participation and community vision continues to be a central organizing principle for Charles McKinney, who works to connect parks to neighborhoods, creating safe, accessible, and relevant spaces for local culture, while protecting the natural environment. After that huge venture, Charles McKinney was ready for a break and applied for and received a Loeb Fellowship at Harvard University for a year. But when he returned to Manhattan, he had to retool.
Tried to come back as the chief of design, and they hired someone else. And then that person left, and they hired me the second time. So for 4 years during the Bloomberg administration, the really peak period of the Parks Department, where the mayor put, well, we did our plan 2030. That means we're going to plan for another 1 million people. And we wanted a playground within a 5-minute walk of every neighborhood. We wanted to complete our regional parks. We wanted to plant 1 million trees. And he also had an interest in design excellence. So we were able to pick up some new designers to do some major new parks that looked like the 21st century.
The initial targeted annual budget was $200 million, McKinney said. The ambitious year-long Northern Manhattan Parks 2030 Master Plan, led by now principal urban designer Charles McKinney, covers 678 acres of parkland, featuring forests, wetlands, saltwater marshes, and 9 miles of waterfront, inhabited by 250,000 people.
So the neat thing I learned from the mayor is that this is an investment. And whenever we noticed that whenever we built a new park, that we built the investor confidence across the street. So you would have people who are willing to invest then in their apartment buildings. And the parks is a real low-cost way to increase investor confidence. And that is so important when people have their doubts.
One example is the High Line, a nearly 2-mile-long abandoned elevated railway emancipated by city planners and local landholders as public space and trail 10 years ago on Manhattan's west side. The Design Trust for Public Space, based in New York City, was a collaborator on the High Line project. Susan Chin is the new executive director. She and Charles McKinney also happen to be husband and wife. Previously, Susan served for 23 years as Assistant Commissioner of Capital Projects at the New York City Department of Cultural Affairs, guiding a billion-dollar capital program for over 200 cultural institutions across 5 New York City boroughs. Back in 2008, Charles McKinney collaborated with the Design Trust for Public Space on a 4-year-long production of a 21st-century parks design manual, a blueprint for sustainable park design, construction, and maintenance, one of the first of its kind. The couple keep an apartment in the city, and McKinney's daily commute to work is really kind of wonderful.
Our office is at 64th and 5th, right inside Central Park, right next to the Children's Zoo and the Arsenal. The Arsenal was there before Central Park. I feel lucky every day. I get on the train at 103rd Street, where Susan and I live on the west side on Riverside Drive, and I ride with her to 72nd Street. I give her a little kiss on the train, if I can reach her. And then I'll get off and I walk from there across 72nd Street through Strawberry Field. And then I walk under the little Delacorte clock by the zoo that has usually already chimed 9 o'clock. I try to be there, but it's usually, I've heard it ring already. And then around and under the locust trees and then up the marble stairs into the building.
Charles McKinney looks up at the trees surrounding us, many broken from the massive ice storm of 2009. Now a tangle of invasive species, another kind of insurgence, taking place on urban forests, he said.
The current park that I'm working on, Van Cortlandt Park, has the oldest successional piece of forest in New York City, highly threatened now with Norway maples and bittersweet and multiflora rose, and it is a full-time job for 5 or 6 people to just keep it stable. And the master plan we're preparing says we want 100 people for a year to get that stuff out of there, or else we're going to lose it in 20 years. The invasive species are green, but they are devastating.
Helping Charles McKinney and park staff keep invasive plants and trees at bay are a trove of New York City volunteers. McKinney said any municipal leader listening to this story should take note, calling on local residents to adopt a park.
I'm a big believer in volunteerism. I have, in Riverside Park, we had 80 sites that were adopted. I have a 2-block site that I take care of, and I can keep my invasive species under control, and I is a complete joy. I don't belong to a gym. I do my gardening.
Charles McKinney said this was his first time to walk on the Fayetteville City Trail, now part of an ambitious 36-mile-long Razorback Greenway Trail complex, reaching from South Fayetteville north to Lake Bella Vista.
If you allow me to say, I think that's incredibly heroic. It's just so far-thinking, and I have to say that new path around the Fayetteville Lake and the Botanical Garden, and how, and I understand there's some property being acquired up on Mount Sequoia, so those pieces, once they're acquired, these opportunities come and then they're gone.
McKinney travels and lectures widely about his life's work, encouraging other urban planners to adopt sustainable and collectivist parks practices. In the magazine Landscape Architecture, summer 2010 edition, Charles McKinney was quoted as saying that landscape architects need to play a greater leadership role in the ecological health of American cities and the ecological services that parks can provide. And they are fortunate to have Ozarks native Charles McKinney and his sustainable New York City public parks as a template. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
If you'd like to learn more about the work of Charles McKinney, you can just search the New York City Department of Parks and Recreation.
I'm Ira Glass, and we got a tip at our show This American Life this week that a pork processor was taking the very bottom of a pig's intestines, the rectum, and slicing it into rings and selling that product as imitation calamari. Can it be true? Well, we investigated, including a taste test.
This was calamari.
Porky doppelgangers this week.
This American Life, Saturday morning at 6 and Sunday morning at 10, right here on KUAF 91.3 FM.
And later on this edition of Ozarks. Adams Collins and his bandmates, tuning up there, will play live in the Furman Garner Performance Studio. His new CD, Coffee Pot, will be released at a concert Thursday night at Scarpino's in downtown Fayetteville.
Today's programming is brought to you in part by our day sponsor, Walt Manger, who says 78 years ago today, Elvis Aaron Presley was born to Vernon Elvis and Gladys Love Presley in Tupelo, Mississippi. If you see the King of Rock and Roll today, wish him a happy birthday.